The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. I am your host, and I'm glad you guys could join us. Today we have our guest, Miss Frederica, Miss Yolanda.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Glad you guys can join us. I heard we got some really good things that you guys are working on with your program. And what is the name of your program again?
Kofi.
All right, because I was about to say coffee.
No, it's Kofi. It stands for Community Organizing Family Issues.
That's great. So tell us more about that. That's heavy, man, because we need that so much nowadays, you know. We really in a dire situation with the neighborhood, but we all want to save it in some way, right?
Yes, yeah.
So how y'all saving it with Kofi?
So Kofi was a model that was brought from Chicago. Actually, it started in Chicago 25 years ago. Yes, it started with just a group of dynamic leaders and parents who came together just and wanted to see change in their community. So they basically formed, they had created a curriculum and followed that curriculum and trained leaders in their own community to make changes through systematic changes, all the way up to government changing policies and procedures.
That's heavy. So y'all building leaders at the same time the program is. Right. Mm-hmm. So y'all some young leaders right now. Right?
Exactly.
That's what we need more of. I love to hear that. What are your experiences that led you to this point, you know what I'm saying, to volunteer for this organization? What did you see in that organization to make y'all feel like, you know what, you know, I need to be a part of this and I need to be a change in my community, right? Because everybody needs that face in the community to say, you know what, I know her, you know what I'm saying, I know him, you know what I mean? I want to change my life because I've seen them, you know, doing the right thing. Because we all look, somebody looking at all times, they watching us, right?
Yes. So my... kind of, you know, want to be part of Kofi came from, so we kind of established from what is called the Great Start to Quality Parent Coalition.
Okay.
Some of the leaders there got the training, brought it to us, and asked us to join. So we were one of the first cohorts to actually go through the training.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about learning about ourselves and learning how to speak up for our community and wanting to see change. So personally, I am born and raised in Grand Rapids, the 49507 area code, in surrounding cities. I've been all over. However, one thing that hit me was when I started to have my own children and I wanted to kind of let them get the feel of where I grew up from, and that was no longer safe to do.
Exactly.
So I normally am a quiet person, but I wanted to step up and let my kids know, like, this is where we come from. This is our community. And I want you guys to have what I had, because I don't look at my childhood as bad. I mean, I know there was things happening. And then it was just like, I don't want my kids around here. So that made me feel some type of way. So I wanted to step up and, you know, have my voice heard on fixing our community.
Love to hear it. That's how it starts. Did you want to speak on that, Ms. Frederica?
I'm already an advocate for parents and families because I work with children. So just seeing some of the issues that they had going on in the community. I don't live in the 49507 zip code, but I have before. And it's more so like, even though I don't live there, it's still a need. I still live in this city. So it's really still concerning me. And I'm raising children.
Exactly.
Black boys, black men in particular. So it does concern me what's going on in the city, because I don't want, you know, you try to raise your child the best way you can, but still sometimes it still filters in.
Yeah.
So just trying to make sure that the environment that they are growing up in is the best that I can do whatever I can to make it the best for them.
Exactly. And really a area code don't really hold no weight, right?
No.
Because if you, it don't
everywhere.
Matter. It's everywhere, right? So it don't even matter about the area code, right? Because I grew up in the 49507 too. But let's just say, man, it's all over, man. So it's a pandemic that we all need to jump on, man, and tackle it, man. So I love to hear it. The two sisters and this program, man, that y'all really out here fighting for the community, man. You know, and more people gonna follow y'all. I believe that. I believe once people hear more about it, we'll probably get more volunteers. Y'all get out here and volunteer, man, with these ladies, and yes, man, be more of an impact, man, in the community, man. You know, come as you are. You know, like I say, you know, we ain't got to be fake about it. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like coming to God. You ain't got to fake talk to God. You know who you is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Be can't you, right? So yeah, come as you are, man, and be you, man, because we all unks and aunties, man, and we, and the community need us. And I love to hear that, man. So tell us more, man. Can we get some more?
All right. I don't know if you want to go ahead,
Actually, it's not just us two. We have a dynamic group, about 12 ladies together in our Eve group. Okay. Just this group. There are several different Kofi cohorts that started, but we're one of the last ones standing at this point. But we also are forming a task force, which brings us here today to try to recruit members for that task force to tackle violence in the 49507. And this is more so that's the most underserved community in Kent County. So that's it the reason is. Why. We know it's homelessness everywhere, there's violence everywhere, but the 49507 is more underserved than any other. Yeah. You know, ward in the city, the third ward. So we're working together with these ladies to try to make change. We've done events in the past. We've had a literacy event at Neyland Church to promote the third grade reading law. So it's different issues that we tackle together.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Touch more on that Eve thing. I heard Eve.
Eve,
what is that about?
So Eve is the name of our group, the ladies that are underneath this cohort of Kofi. Mm-hmm. So we are the graduates of a third leadership model that we're following. So we've been through two other stages of leadership. And this specific area is to get to the community. Mm-hmm. So we are creating, again, the task force to hear from the community. So it's not just us sitting up there saying, well, we think this is best. Right. No, we actually want the community to come and join us and let us know what it is that they would like to see change in their community, what they don't, you know, want to see change. Yeah. You know, because we can come up with ideas like any of the other things that are happening in our area, and it may not be what we want or what we need.
Exactly.
So, this Saturday, we are hosting our second task force meeting. Everyone is welcome. We will share our flyer and details on the website on how to join.
And what is that website? I mean, cut
it
you
is
off.
Going to it's so it's the Great Start Collaborative Parent Coalition, and then it's called Kofi, and then we are the baby of another baby, and it's called Eve. So our acronym stands for Empowering Voices Everywhere. And it was also kind of made up a model from the women, Eve. So we had some men in the beginning.
We're going to volunteer. Uncle Tim
in
there.
Yeah,
man.
Trying to get our men.
Y'all can count on Uncle Tim. Just let me know. Yes. I'll be there, man. I'm trying to save the community and my family at the same time. You know, I believe that. You also got to save your home. You know, you can't be out here saving everybody. You can, but you also have to be able to, you know, bring the ones that's closest to you up to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be out here saving this one and that one and that one, and then I'm just letting the ones that's under me fall, you know? It's like, even, because they're going to do what they want to do regardless, you know? Like I say, I'm not Superman, but I can be a better influence, you know, like you women are trying to be. And I love the fact that you keep saying leadership.
Yes.
You know, we need more of that, you know? We need some real leaders, you know, these comedians and actors and these ball players. They're supposed to be the leaders, but it starts in our community, man, and we're from that, you know. I've done some things in my life, but I'm willing to make that change. I've made that change, and I just want to bring other people in that direction, you know what I'm saying? So I feel that, man. So let me ask you women a question. Mm-hmm. So what are the core values that keep you growing and grounded through all of this? That's a little deep.
I would say just staying humble throughout the whole process, and just realizing that it's bigger than me. Working collectively with the women, women working together, that can be, you can go one of two ways and go left or go right. So I'm thankful that the group of ladies that we have. We're kind of like a little sisterhood.
Okay.
And it's, you know, if we think something needs to be changed, we're not afraid to speak up on it. You know, that's one thing. We have like a set of rules. What are they called?
Our basically our core model
rules. Yeah.
So we kind of go through them every time we open up a meeting.
Okay.
And if anyone wants to add to them, who wants to join in, or if they just want to give input,
yeah.
You don't have to be there to, you know, if it may, you know, turn out to be something that won't fit in your schedule, we don't mind. We just want your input and
presence.
Yes. Right, that's it. Maybe your friend or your uncle or cousin or brother or somebody you run into next week may want to hear something about it, and hey, just word of mouth. So with that, what keeps me going is just that, our sisterhood. So we are kind of do other things in the community.
Exactly.
This is just one we do together.
Right.
So speaking on that, like my 9 to 5, I am a PATH career coach for West Michigan Work. So I am also a part of DHHS and some other organizations.
Okay.
And with my 9 to 5, again, I am on my diversity team, and I do things there and kind of bring some of what I'm doing outside inside.
Exactly.
And I work throughout. I originally started with children as well, but then when I started having my own, I was like, let me see if I can reach some of these parents, because
you need to, right? Like, man, look, y'all better get off your couch, man, and get in the game.
I dabble and dabble with everything. I volunteer a lot in the community.
So congratulations to that. You know, you got to wear a lot of hats. All both of y'all, huh?
Yes, many.
I do. Yes.
That's a woman, man. Women, you know, I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. You know, my father wasn't around, so I really take that to heart, you know, that women out here really trying to uplift, man, because I didn't have that guidance only from my grandmother and my mother, you know. I have some brothers, but you know, they young, trying to find their way. How they going to be a father figure, right? Really, you know. So my grandmother and my mother raised me. And I'm grateful for it, though, you know. I don't feel like I really missed out with a father, because my grandmother and my mother really kind of they led the way, you know.
Yes.
And she would say all the time, I'm raising men, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we are here trying to accomplish, and
exactly,
raise up our community, man, because they need us, you know. And we need them, you know. We need more young people, man, being involved. We know we need more adults being involved, you know. So we're going to get something at Franklin Park this year.
Like,
you know
what?
Where that's at. I don't know. Barbecue or something, right?
Wait,
like anything. We can get to put our heads together.
We're actually working on community mixers.
Okay.
To bring the community in, more community input, the better. So
yeah.
That's what we're going to be discussing at one of the things we'll be discussing at the task force meeting this Saturday is just different ideas to bring more community in. And we have ideas whirling around about getting citizens to know their rights.
Yeah.
You know,
that helps.
Yes.
The more you know, the more you can grow. So basically, knowing that you can go to the commissioner meetings and things like that, the city commissioner meetings, like knowing that you can go and hear and say and voice your opinion. Like, a lot of people don't know that, or probably don't
care
think about it.
Right? Yeah. But that's great. I love to hear that, man, because, you know, the more we educate, the more a person feel empowered, you know, and they feel like, you know, they're not just being misused and mishandled out here. You know, it's like, you know your rights. You feel more empowered to say, you know, hey, you know, treat me respectfully. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think that's what goes on. Sometimes we just get thrown up against the wall or pulled over or just whatever. But I'm loving that. So once again, so people know, this Saturday, what time?
It is from 10 to 11:30. And if you go to Great Start, our GS Parents at Success Starts Early.org or 616-632-1007. You can get more information about joining the task force and our meetings, which will be, I believe, have we got that established?
I think it's the first second Saturday of every month is what we're shooting for.
Second Saturday of every month.
Yes.
So y'all hear that? Y'all get out here and get on these phone lines, man. Get on this internet, man, and look this stuff up, man. And let's get together, man, because you know, we are needed, you know. And I'm loving the fact that we got two women, you know. Y'all got a group of other women, you know what I mean. And we need some men out here, so. Let's be involved,
yes,
man. Let's get in there, right?
Yes, because we got some amazing group of ladies already. We have Parents for Healthy Homes. We have Tabitha Williams. She's already spearheading that about getting led out of homes.
Okay.
We have we're looking at do works with Amplify.
Okay.
They have like block grants and things like that that could help us gotcha. Reach our.
We actually got some of the members to join our team for the task force in. Waiting to hear what they got to say on Saturday. So mm-hmm. we got them. And then, well, to follow up with Tabitha and Parents for Hatton, we're going to also be out there Saturday with her event for the Easter egg hunt from 1 to 3. So we'll have a table set up out there. If you don't make it that morning, like if I didn't have to be there because I'm not a morning person, but got to do what I got to do. But if you afternoon, 1 to 3, we're going to be out there with Tabitha and Parents for Healthy Homes. I think it's Mulek Park.
Yes.
Okay.
Getting the word out. So
All right.
That is also available.
Man, I'm going to try to be there. I promise you. Yeah. You know, with my little gang, you know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of little great nieces and nephews. I be trying to pull them everywhere.
Yeah, so Easter Sunday, definitely. I mean, Easter Saturday, but.
Easter Saturday?
Well, it's the week before. It's just this Saturday they're doing their event because there's so many more out there. So,
So let me ask y'all something about this 939 parents. That's trained on restorative justice.
Yes. The one
that's a big number.
Our numbers, well, the numbers of COFI based out of Chicago.
Okay.
So that's what we're incorporating here. So we would love to see 9,000 and some of our Grand Rapids sisters come together and bring
up.
Some life of what we want back in our community. So yeah, that's 25 years of work.
Hey man, y'all got some real numbers. Like, I just want to rattle a couple off. And I know that out of Chicago, but you got 4,724 parents trained.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and growing.
You know, and from growing. Latino communities to Black communities, African American community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing. I really want us to incorporate. A lot of these foreign from Africa, Uganda. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We got Blacks that we don't even associate with us. You know what I'm saying? We don't even associate with them. We are like, we don't even know each other. But I be trying to find a way, how can we incorporate them? Because we all the same, really, man. Even the Latinos, whites, whatever. We're all the same. And the change is needed. And we just need more of it. You know what I mean? So
definitely.
For sure. I got another number. 714 parent leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's big, right? 487 parents advocating in the state capital?
Yes. So I think at that event was when they were bringing their changes and working on policy change. Gosh. So
it was
that was Power Pack. Yeah, it was one of the steps up in seeking that change, like beyond the community.
Gosh.
So they wanted that. Yeah, they wanted that to go far, and they made it happen.
Because it doesn't stop here. It goes. We keep going until we get policy changes and things like that. So this is just, we're climbing. We're got to tackle one thing at a time. So we had our event, the literacy event. We brought awareness to third grade reading law.
Yes,
things like that. That was So then now we're stepping up. We had a town hall. We knocked on doors. We get surveys to get the opinion of the community about what they felt was the biggest issue in 49507.
All right.
And now we're doing the task force to tackle those issues. And next,
can we get some weekend readers? Because we need to get some of these young kids in there reading on the weekend, man. You know, some books. You know, book donation. I would like to see that. You know, I know y'all working with what y'all already got, but just trying to add a little. Voice on what
our Great Start collaborative. We do a books, box, and balls event.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
every year.
Oh, see, this is a big Kofi.
Yeah,
is one
do that every
thing
year.
That we adopted. But Great Start Parent Coalition and collaborative is a whole different. That's
Oh yeah, we just did a press release for our Nurturing Parent Power, and we part of releasing the One Book, One County.
Okay, One Book, One County.
Yep, and we distribute those books throughout all organizations. It's prompted on age 0 to 5.
Yeah.
But over 8,000 books have just gone out from that.
The Carrying Me I Want to Be.
The Carrying Me I Want to Be. We're trying to get some men to read it. So we are recruiting people to read that book and post it on our, on that website, on that Facebook page or whatever to... get it out there. So that's a countywide thing.
Okay.
So that is definitely out there. And if you need books, Let us know.
You ladies making a difference out here, man. Yeah, I mean, y'all ain't playing, man. Y'all the task force for real.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, get on it.
We do it.
That's beautiful, man. Like, I'm loving what I'm hearing, man. I just want to be more involved. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yes.
I'm going to try to show up on some of these Saturdays, man, and really help out, man, you know, and be a voice. Because I see myself as a leader. I'm the patriarch of my family.
Yes.
You know, and I just want to be that great example. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I really do. Like, that's the main reason I kind of started this whole podcast, is because I just wanted to be a better example. I just wanted to uplift people. You know, I see a lot of people was giving up.
Yes.
You know, and it's definitely. Like, you know, life will beat you down. And, you know, I didn't want to give up sometimes in life, but it was like, I ain't raised like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cut different.
Yeah.
There ain't no time to give up. It's time to fight harder. You know what I'm saying? So I'm loving it, man. So anything else you ladies want to talk about? I want to talk about this 865 organizers, man. Y'all got some real numbers up here.
You got to keep on digging. Like,
parents, leaders, and staff from 227 organizations nationally.
Yeah.
Trent is the Kofi Way.
Yeah.
And family-focused organizing. What is that?
A fun tidbit. Ex-President Barack Obama he started off with Kofi, too.
Okay.
He was a parent leader.
What?
Yes.
That's a little well-known fact. We didn't know that. Yeah. That's a Scooby snack.
Chicago.
And if anyone wants to get any information on Kofi, they can go to the website. It's www.kofi.org. And it just gives you more, goes more in depth about the Kofi model, what we do, what Kofi does, what they stand for, what they've accomplished so far. So it just goes to show that, you know, strength in numbers. And we're just an extension of that, trying to get it, you know, here and implement it.
Okay. And what are some of the biggest things you guys heard out of the community? You know, like, I know y'all say y'all got a lot of feedback, but y'all touched on a couple things. But we already know the gun violence is just way overdue. Oh, man.
Yes.
It's like, please take the guns out.
Yes.
I wanted to put a boxing match up. The guns down, gloves up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what we did, we went out door to door. Some during the pandemic, we kind of had to be under the rules and not, you know, be out like we wanted to be.
Yeah.
But we collected over 100 surveys.
Okay.
And throughout those surveys, we determined, five top issues. The main one, of course, being violence and crime.
Mm-hmm.
Second one was homelessness. And was it homeless? I'm sorry. Was it...
I'm not sure the order, but I know that was one of the concerns. That was one of them.
Yeah. And then the elderly's kind of in the community looking for some type
help
of assistance
the
to help in the elderly.
And young children.
And young children. That's where that kind of community center idea came into place.
I like that.
And then I'm not sure the other two, but... I think we had three breakout rooms.
Okay.
So I think we narrowed the other ones out, but kind of incorporated them into those.
Is it safe to say that sometimes it's not the kids, it's just the environment? Because some of these households, you know, let's be real, we always looking at the kid and being like, I love. And sometimes it be the household, you know, this household just don't be as put together as the kid needed to be. Because I've seen a lot of these kids, man, they just out here nomads, roaming because it ain't the right environment at home. You know, the home life really not sustainable for them to grow, you know.
Yes.
So that's another thing we need to really touch on. It's like, man, how can we get these kids, man, you know, better influences.
Engaged with other things.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, of course, at first that starts at home. So you try to touch the parents.
Let's get it.
bring them into the task force. And then
try to
they,
touch the parents.
You know.
If you can't get the parents, then that's where you go out and create things for the children to come without their parents. And as they grow older, they will incorporate what they learn from the right adults and learn how to make decisions and kind of eliminate some of that badness that they may not even want in their life. But, you know, just have that open mind, well, I can go and reach out to somebody else before I make this decision.
Exactly.
And that's really where it is. So, again, we shooting for the parents, but in a little while, coming for your children.
Hey,
All the time.
Age
0 to 5, that's where we start.
Hey, from the cradle, right? Getting them, man. We got to get to them early. And You know, even the ones that's older, man. Like, I see a lot of kids, they 19 or 21, but they really 16 mentally.
Mentally, you
know?
Yes.
And that's another thing that, you know, I got a program I'm trying to work on myself. It's called Now I Begin. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to get some inner city youth, young men, and get them, you know, some real influence and some real, you know, some mentors, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, so that's what I'm working on myself. So I love to hear you guys' things, man, because that's just a show that people out here care.
Yes.
People out here really trying to push their agenda on the people, man, so that people can give back, man, and react. You know, we need more. I understand. We need more, man, because it's long overdue, you know, and we are the elders of the community now. That
yes,
don't mean we
exactly.
old. Let's be
right.
real.
We're wise.
Don't
we're wiser.
Old.
We're wiser.
Wise.
Wise. Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Yep. I mean, you know, highly looked at. You know, that's what an elder really is, and not about being old, but just being a positive influence and a positive person in lives. You know, I was talking to my uncle. He said, I was like, man, what's the real purpose in life? You know, for some people, he's like, man, be a blessing. That's
yes.
the real purpose in life, is to be a blessing.
Definitely so.
Right. You know, and that's what y'all are doing. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I'm loving it, you know. So keep
yeah.
being blessings, man.
Yeah. Well, then I'm going to have to tell you to tap into the MLPP.
MLPP?
Mm-hmm. It's Michigan League for Public Policy.
Okay.
So we work with them. They're on one of our boards. And they give us all the data.
Okay.
But they're mm-hmm. at the top. They actually can make the changes. So like I said, it's Michigan League of Public Policy. So they look for people like us, our community members,
mm-hmm.
to give insight on what the people upstairs are making decisions on for our kids.
Oh,
and it's starting with the school system. So they kind of tackle the area.
Yeah.
So got a few resources for you. Are you ready?
Resources. We got this. We got it.
I'm about to get my game up, right? Like, hey, get out here.
Yes.
But that's beautiful, man. Like, that's all I can say is it's a beautiful thing, man, because it's so needed, man. You know, we losing too many kids to this gun violence, man,
definitely.
And just jail. You know, if it ain't gun violence, it's jail, you know, and some type of institution.
Yeah,
and we
yes.
know we over that, man.
Definitely.
You know, and I also yes. another thing I want to touch on is you know, they put people in new houses, you know, give them things like that, but they don't deal with their mindset, their mentality.
Right.
You got to change a person's
mm-hmm.
mentality, you know what I mean? You can't just set a person in a mansion and expect them to be different. You know, they
right.
gonna, they're not going to value it because you ain't touched them mentally. You know, you ain't
yes.
showed them how to carry themselves in a different way. You ain't gave them different tools to work with.
Okay.
You know, so I think we need to really get on that, too. I want to be a part of that, just work on these kids and these young adults mentally, you know, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, they're not just there, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You know, we all struggle with something, you know, so we're not knocking nobody or nothing.
Right.
We're just saying, let's get some help where it's really needed. And sometimes mental help is very much needed because people won't share you what they're really going through. They
exactly.
only tell you, you only see what they allow you to see.
Yes.
So,
this pandemic has shown us a lot.
Hey,
say
yes.
that.
Man, I'm so tired of it, man. I'm ready to
right.
Yep.
That
so,
was my motto for the year. Looks can be deceiving. You never know.
Ain't it? So
yes.
We're going to ready to wrap it up. It was a pleasure to have you ladies here, man. I need to come
Wonderful
back with any more information.
Thank you for inviting us. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yep. Anything else y'all want to say to the community before y'all leave? Uncle Tim is a big fan of what y'all got going on.
Right. Thank
and,
you.
I really want to show up on these weekends, man, and be a part of it, you know.
Yep.
So.
Well, that's the only thing I want to add. Just be there Saturday.
Saturday
morning.
So you can call 616-632-1007 or go to gsparentssuccessstartsearly.org to find out more information.
And you have it there. And I thank you guys for tuning in. I thank you ladies for
thank
being
you
here today.
For
I think this was great information for the community. And we'll see you guys later.
All right. Thank
All
you.
Right.
See you later.